And welcome back. It's midday. I'm Tom Hall. Thursdays are the day we check in with Jaywin Russick usually. However, Thursday this week is Thanksgiving, so we're going to be eating turkey instead of talking about theater. So, Judy, you are here on a Tuesday. Good to see you.
Glad to be here.
So we're going to talk about this very interesting show. I'm interested in it because of the creator of it, Tina Fey, who's certainly one of my favorite writers and comics and thinkers. She's got now a musical version of Mean Girls. It's at the National Theater over in D.C. So I'm not sure I actually saw the movie of this, but you... I'm sure it did because you do your research. So are you a fan of this movie, Mean Girls? It was a big hit as a movie. And is it going to make a good musical?
Well, I actually didn't see it when it came out either. That was in 2004. I'd seen lots of parts of it on television, but I did watch the whole thing as part of my research before I went to the musical. And we should say up front, this is a pre-Broadway tryout. It's a big deal. So I watched the movie. The movie, you might not know, was actually inspired by a nonfiction self-help book called Queen Bees and Wannabes. It came out in 2002 by a woman named Rosalind Wiseman. The screenplay for Mean Girls, Tina Fey, as you say, she also appeared in it. She played a teacher. And the movie has become a cult classic. I mean, young women especially can quote lines from this movie. It's the story of a teenager. Her name is Katie, and she's been living in Kenya with her parents, who are scientists. They have homeschooled her, and they move back to the United States. They enroll her in a big suburban high school to socialize her. At this high school, the students are ruled by a clique of, well, mean girls. The Plastics, that's the clique. One of the things I always
look for... They actually have a name?
Well, they have been dubbed the Plastics, maybe not too affectionately. One of the things I look for in a movie that's transformed into a musical is whether there's a reason to sing. And this is a show about teenagers, mostly girls, so emotions run very high. That's a reason to sing right there. And then I also look for whether there's a place for songs. And in this show, it starts really near the beginning with a song that's called Wildlife, because Katie thinks that the kids at school are wilder than the animals that she saw in Africa. It turns into a kind of ersatz Lion King number with the kids moving like animals, and that turns out to be a very good setup for the musical as a whole. I also want to say I laughed out loud several times, a number of times at this musical, which I didn't do at the movie. Here's an example you'll appreciate. One of the Plastics is not supposed to be too bright. And in her introductory song, she sings basically in a monotone. And then she just stops in the middle of a sentence, in the middle of a lyric, in the middle of a musical phrase. That's it. So there's musical humor and scenic humor.
I've been on stage with a few sopranos who pulled that on me, too. Let me tell you.
But basically, as soon as I heard this number, Wildlife, I knew that this musical was on solid ground. I should also mention there is some updating. Social media figures in a way it wouldn't have back in 2004. Seeing this show now at a time when society is so filled with hate speech and with hateful tweets makes this show actually surprisingly timely.
Interesting. So you mentioned this is a Broadway, pre-Broadway tryout. So this musical, is the team behind it, Broadway veterans? I mean, Tina Fey is behind the musical as well as the movie, right?
That's right. Yeah. It's a mixture, actually. It is certainly...
Because she herself doesn't have significant Broadway
experience. No, she has
right?
no Broadway yeah, experience. Right. She's a complete newcomer. She wrote the script for this. And her husband, Jeff Richmond, also a Broadway newcomer. He's a composer. He composed the score. But the lyrics are by a woman named Nell Benjamin, and she co-wrote the score for the Broadway musical Legally Blonde, another show about a young woman, in this case, who starts out as a star in her sorority. The direction and choreography are by Casey Nicholaw, and he has a very impressive Broadway background, including winning a Tony for Book of Mormon, another irreverent show. The lead producer for Mean Girls is Saturday Night Live's Lorne Michaels. I think he's also produced
everything.
And I think he's produced Tina Fey's TV shows
yeah.
as well.
Yeah, yeah. 30 Rock. And
he
all that.
Had very brief Broadway experience as a director 40 years ago, a show that Gilda Radner starred in. But he's brand new to producing musicals. So it is. It's a mix of old and new blood, and it turns out to serve the show very well.
Interesting. Now, most big Broadway musicals have stars. I mean, is there a big star in this musical, Mean Girls?
No, not really. And Tina Fey is not in it. She's the biggest name connected with it, but she doesn't appear in it. Although I have to say, the actress who plays her movie role, the math teacher, that actress wears a dark wig and glasses to look like Tina Fey when she's playing that role. Tina Fey was in the audience the night I went, and I wondered what it was like looking like Tina Fey while you're looking at Tina Fey.
Yeah, like a Sarah Palin experience. Yeah.
I guess so. This is a musical about high school students, and I assume most of the actors are a little bit older, though they don't look it. Some of them have Broadway credits, but I think this could be a big break for a number of them, starting with the lead, an actress named Erica Henningsen. She plays Katie, the newbie. This is the role Lindsay Lohan played in the movie. She plays her as an innocent. She's very smart, but she is way out of her depth in this high school hierarchy. She gets very sidetracked. She has a song called Stupid with Love. I also want to single
out... We've all been that once or twice.
I also want to single out an actress with a distinctive name of Barrett Wilbert Weed. And she plays an outcast art student who befriends Katie and convinces her to infiltrate the plastics. She has a vendetta against the plastics queen bee. This is one of several supporting roles that are fleshed out a little bit more on stage, and Barrett Wilbert Weed has a very powerful stage presence. The cast member who has the most Broadway credits is Carrie Butler. She played Penny Pingleton in the Broadway production of Hairspray. She originated that role. So here she has gone from playing a teenager to playing the mother of teenagers in Mean Girls. She actually plays all of the adult female roles, two mothers, as well as the math teacher. That was Tina Fey's role. And she's terrific in all three. She makes them very distinct. I have to add one thing. There's one big disappointment. Taylor Lauterman, who plays the leader of the plastics, the queen bee, Regina, she looks the part, she struts the part, but you can't understand all of her lyrics, and that's a real shortcoming. She has this big, rather odd revenge solo in the second act, Watch the World Burn, and she comes gliding out behind some kind of black podium, and you get the gist of this, that she's really, really enraged, but you don't get all of it.
You don't actually hear it.
No,
or with
no.
That mother, you know, you're talking about, you got to have two things to make it as a mature mother and brother. You have to age gracefully and have a really good agent. So I'm glad this person seems to have done both. So, you know, the score, the choreography, it's good stuff. I mean, and the people who are doing it sounds like good. How are you going to handicap Mean Girls? What do you think? Because you're talking about this as a pre-Broadway thing, so you got you know, a lot of elements here that look like it, you know, could be a hit. I dare you to predict.
Well, and Casey Nicholaw, who directed and choreographed it, is a Broadway old hand at Broadway. I think its chances are good on Broadway. I mean, this is a very anticipated show. It needs some work. Nothing major. Its message of acceptance and kindness and assertiveness and individuality is hammered home a little bit too hard at the end. It's also told in flashback. I'm not sure why. I really don't think that's necessary. It's not going to make a groundbreaking contribution to Broadway musical theater, but it's not trying to.
But it'll have a New York run, you think?
Oh, it absolutely will. The theater's booked. It's competition, Tom, this season. There's a serious musical called The Band's Visit that just opened. It got rave reviews. But then we have coming up musical adaptations of Frozen and, wait for it, SpongeBob SquarePants. So both adapted from cartoons. So yes, I definitely think there is a place for Mean Girls.
Well, politics has proven that anything's possible, and I think SpongeBob SquarePants proves that anything can be a musical. All right, so that's Mean Girls. It's at the National Theater in D.C. through the 3rd of December. So next week we're going to talk about another little teeny musical that maybe has done fairly well, Lion King, huh?
Oh, yeah, just celebrated 20 years on Broadway and here in Baltimore for, I believe, the third time at the Hippodrome.
I predict that one's going to be a hit. I'm going out on a limb here, that whole Lion King thing. All right, happy Thanksgiving, Judy. Good to see you.
Same to you.
That's it for us today. Coming up tomorrow, it's our Thanksgiving edition of What You Got Cooking with our resident foodies, Sasha Wohlhandler and John Shields. We'll share tips and a few prized recipes for your Thanksgiving feast, and we'll take your calls and comments about your favorite Thanksgiving traditions. Looking forward to having John and Sasha with me, and looking forward to talking with you tomorrow here on Midday. Our thanks to Joe Squared for providing lunch today. Joe Squared serves coal-fired pizzas, risotto, and local craft beers. Locations and hours at joesquared.com. Stay tuned. Here and Now is coming up at the top of the hour after the NPR newscast. I'm Tom Hall. Appreciate you being with us. Have a great day.
You're listening to Your Public Radio, 88.1 WYPR.